Well, thanks for that great weather forecast. I think we're overdue for some sunshine and some warm weather, and it looks like that some of that is on the way. Also on the way, on the phone right now, is my friend Carolyn Kasson. She is president and CEO of Michigan Women Forward. Also in studio is my very good friend and my colleague, Megan Spanitz, who serves as the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Carolyn and Megan, welcome to Focus.
Hey, Sandy. Hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm well. Hi, Carolyn. Thanks for having me, Sandy.
Of course. Of course. So we want to talk about women in leadership, and you can't talk about women in leadership, particularly in Michigan, without talking about Michigan Women Forward. And Carolyn, you are the CEO of the organization. Tell us, what is Michigan Women Forward?
Well, thank you, Sandy, for having me. It's great to be talking about MWF. We provide small business loans to entrepreneurs throughout Michigan. We're an SBA micro lender and a CDFI, and we look for people who can't easily get a loan from a bank. We also work with businesses to get ready for their loan and to help them create a sustainable and profitable business. Michigan Women Forward has invested over $15 million in 650 businesses over the last few years, and we're one of the state's largest micro lenders. So thanks for giving me an opportunity to brag about this incredible organization.
No, it's certainly worth bragging about, Carolyn. And you know, what are some of the metrics? Because I know you and I have talked about not just the amount of loans and the number of women leaders that you have helped, but there are some real tangible outputs to what you've created, the jobs that they have created, the economic wealth that's been created.
Well, that's the whole point here. You know, I mean, I think making a loan isn't really as hard as it looks. What's really hard is building a business that lasts, a business that can survive all the ups and downs of the economy. And, you know, I say it's not for the faint of heart, right? You know, but it sets off this virtual chain reaction of being able to hire people. We've been able to see thousands of people get jobs. And as you know, because you run a business organization, most jobs are created by small businesses in this state. And so it stabilizes neighborhoods. You get to participate in the global supply chain and the local and the national and the state supply chain. And ultimately, the goal is that you create wealth for and financial resources for your family and for the business that and the community in which it serves. So it's really exciting and rewarding work, and I love to talk about it.
Excellent. Megan, one of our colleagues at the Chamber, in fact, someone who works on one of your teams, is being honored by Michigan Women Forward. Tell us who that is and, you know, what's the award for?
Yes, Katya Sabak, our Director of Communications, has been recognized as a Woman to Watch honoree at the upcoming Woman Up and Celebrate conference that Michigan Women Forward is hosting. She was nominated and seen as a rising star, both in her industry. We view her as a rising star at the Chamber, too.
Well, she absolutely is. So, Megan, you have several titles. The other title that I did not mention is that you effectively serve as the CEO of the Mackinac Policy Conference. That's coming up right around the corner. How's the planning going for the conference this year?
It's going really well. Bob Briney has been a very hands-on conference chair. He's very passionate about the conference theme, A Quest for Common Ground, and we'll be having a lot of discussions about where Michigan can meet and find common ground to move the state forward.
And the conference is going to be a little different this year. We've made some changes. Talk about, you know, for those who will make the trek up there or who are watching on the live stream, they're going to see something different.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing this really in response to feedback that we've received from our board members and attendees that we're over-programming the time that people spent in the theater. And so we're going to kind of do that serious work, that thought leadership in the theater from national speakers, first thing in the morning every day, and then we'll break around noon and give people a number of different options to do in the afternoon. So some will be smaller discussions on topics like economic development, K-12 education. Some will be social activities. We know first-time attendees have a hard time, you know, navigating the conference and are there to network with people. And so it'll be a kind of choose-your-own-adventure in the afternoon.
Carolyn, turning back to you, one of the things that I know that you watch very closely is the number of women in C-suite roles. And, you know, despite, you know, the fact that women have better college outcomes than men, we still haven't seen a real meaningful uptick in the number of women in CEO roles. Although in Michigan, we do have two new ones in Karen Carter, who was just named the CEO of Dow. And of course, we have Joy Harris, who was named CEO of DTE Energy. And of course, Mary Barra, who's obviously world famous. Oh, what do you see in terms of the dynamics of getting more women into C-suite roles?
Well, it turns out I'm going to be about 207 years old before we actually reach parity with men, where they're, you know, where we represent ourselves as a part of the population, about 51% of all the C-suite roles.
I hope you're eating healthy, Carolyn.
I am. I'm going to be here for that, I promise. But so one of the things we try to do is really make people aware of this. And it's talking with people like you. It's making sure that we are articulating exactly why diversity matters. And so having this event where we're going to be honoring Katya, but also Joy Harris, who you just mentioned, Laura Dickerson of the UAW, and Linda Hubbard of Carhartt, we want to make people aware of it. People don't always know how many incredible leaders there are, and that these people need to be in the C-suites everywhere. And so this event next Thursday, April 30th, from 5 to 7 at Motor City Casino is an opportunity for us to start watching people like Katya and we have three others that we're going to be honoring. Keep your eye on these people. These are people. We point them out so that everybody knows that these people are available for to be rising stars in our community. And then we celebrate the people who already are the leaders in our community. So it's exciting.
So I only have about 45 seconds left. This is going to be a lightning round for both of you. Who is one of your role models as you were coming up through the ranks to achieve the positions that you have now? So let's start with Megan.
Tricia Keith from Blue Cross Blue Shield. I met her when I was very young in my career, and I continue to be inspired by her leadership.
It's a great choice. Carolyn?
I'm thinking of all the women that are in our Michigan Women Hall of Fame. You know, I looked up to people who were unafraid, like Rosa Parks, one of my favorite women in the Hall of Fame is Elizabeth Whitney Williams, who was the first woman lighthouse keeper. You can be the first in something, and you can do a simple job, and you can turn it into something that gets you in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. So kind of fun.
Carolyn, Megan, thanks so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us.